There are many concerns about the fact meat inspectors will be among the furloughs in the current budget war, and there seems to be very little flexibility by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on the issue. In his response to a list of questions from Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley, Vilsack explained that 80% of USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service funding is salaries, mainly for inspectors at the nearly 6,300 meat plants, and cuts have already been made in other accounts to limit furloughs. But Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said there's an underlying sense the administration doesn't want to be more flexible.
That's the big concern in dealing with this, is it doesn't seem like he really wants to address the underlying position. And also, probably the biggest thing that stuck out to us is that he really kind of says in the letter that he doesn't see where he's even required to provide meat inspectors. So that statement alone, I think, kind of sent shock through all of the livestock community, wondering what in the world would make him say that.
What Vilsack really said to Grassley is that fiscal law prevents the government from spending more than Congress appropriates, and Trump's laws requiring inspections. That is, FSIS inspections are not exempt from sequestration, and Woodall says it's politics.
This is just a big political game. Unfortunately for us, it's not a game, because this really is making a difference now. When you look at the market impacts that the Secretary's comments have already had on the markets, he's cost us money already.
While it's been noted that furloughs for each inspector at the nearly 6,300 meat, poultry, and egg processing plants could be 11 or 12 days, Vilsack wrote to Grassley that political appointees in the Secretary's office may be furloughed for only up to 3 days.
We don't understand that, because from our perspective, these meat inspectors are essential. They're essential to make sure that we have an industry that does not just curl up and die because we can't run our plants. And that, compared to what goes on in the Secretary's office, are two completely different things.
Woodall said, depending on how furloughs he now expects to happen are structured, consumers may see some meat shortages and price increases. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.